and welcome to the Tulsa World Opinion podcast this week. And I am joined by Representative John Waldron, who represents District 77, which is in Tulsa. What area of Tulsa is that about?
Well, if you were to stand on top of the Admiral Twin Drive-In Theater and look around you, all that the light touches is District 77.
Okay. So there you have it. Thank you for joining me. Representative Waldron has written an op-ed for us this weekend, which everyone should read. Everyone's going to read. It's really interesting. It basically takes to task State Superintendent Ryan Walters, who cut and paste the American Library Association's Rainbow List, which is a 190 book recommendation that has LGBTQ characters, some storylines. They aren't, and I looked at it, they aren't necessarily about sex, gender, LGBTQ issues. Some are, but some of them are just happen to be characters who are gay, who are on a mystery or something. But can you explain what prompted you to write this?
Okay. Well, first of all, the superintendent has been, I believe, neglecting his duties in the State Department of Education. One of his primary functions ought to be submitting and processing federal grant applications to get pass-through dollars to use in things like transportation, child nutrition, special education. He hasn't been doing that, but he has been launching a big campaign against so-called pornography in our classrooms. And twice now, by email and by paper delivery, he has sent us images he says are pornographic that are, he submits without any proof, present in our schools. But the worst thing about the second packet that he dropped on our desks was the Rainbow List. He identified these books which he thought were questionable. And rather than look for examples that were present in our libraries of books where he could have specific concerns, he simply cut and pasted the American Library Association's Rainbow List. And the American Library Association is not a federal entity. It's a voluntary association based out of Chicago that uses best practices to do things like recommend inclusive literature for on an LGBTQ theme for modern audiences, young, of school age. There's a biography of Bayard Rustin in there, for example. And if you haven't heard of Bayard Rustin, who stood on the platform with Martin Luther King during the I Have a Dream speech, well, that's because he was gay and he kind of got erased from history in the 60s for that reason. Superintendent Walters would erase him again by banning a biography for ages 6 to 10 of Bayard Rustin. Now, the fact that he's gay is just as equally as relevant as the fact that George Washington had a wife named Martha. And you could, and it's no more important to the story. So why do we care? The other thing that concerned me about this Rainbow List is it's not just about LGBTQ themes. He was targeting a list that was disproportionately about people of color. Now, kids need to see examples of people who look like them in school, in the books that they read. It's an important part of their development. And it felt to me like Superintendent Walters was going after diversity in general. And I don't think that's right. I don't think it's good for our students. And I don't think that should be the business of a state superintendent for public instruction.
You mentioned that people want, it's good for kids to see people who look like them, family structures that mirror them. Yeah. I would go a step further and say it's good for kids to see the ones different from themselves. That, you know, I grew up in a small town where there were no Jewish people or Jewish culture. And yet, you know, I go off to college, I'm in the world and I'm ignorant of this. And so I'm educating myself as an adult to things that were very important to this group of people. And so I feel like that should at this point be part of a well-rounded education, is to find out things beyond yourself.
Right.
And so that's a good point. But you brought up that this list was part of, you know, Superintendent Walters sending out what he deemed pornographic images. So he's the one disseminating porn in the state of Oklahoma, basically. And, you know, at least, but these illustrations that he was even sending you, they were from graphic novels targeting adults. And he's not provided any you know, proof of where these came from. He just seems to just have it on his phone. I don't know, but can you provide some context? It's a, you know, where is this, you know, crusade on, you know, Walter's crusade on morality or whatever coming from? How are people in the house regarding this?
Well, we are not very keen on what he's had to say. At the beginning of session, we invited him in to present his budget. He came in on the duly appointed day without a budget and started talking about repeating his political talking points from the campaign trail. We shut him down and ordered him and requested that he provide his budget, I think a week later, as he's constitutionally required to do. He presented a kind of slapshod budget, a shoddy budget put together with, you know, elements of Joy Hoffmeister's budget and a lot of rhetoric about the science of reading and merit pay, but it really wasn't a coherent document, and we haven't acted on it. So we wanted further scrutiny from the superintendent, who seems to fail at the basic duties of a superintendent. So we asked him to come in for questioning. I think it was 2 weeks ago. He was at the Capitol, but for a parents' choice debate on the steps. He didn't come into the building and meet with us and talk to us as we requested. We sent him another letter asking that he meet us within the next 10 business days, a period that's going to expire this Thursday. As far as I know, he hasn't responded to that. All he's done is to bombard us with his rhetoric and unfounded claims about pornography in our classrooms. What it comes down to is, I believe the superintendent is pulling a fast one on us. He's trying to distract people with smoke and mirrors while failing to do his actual job.
It does seem like crying wolf to me. He's yelled these porn allegations on everything. But I wanted to ask you, you started out saying that there's concerns about the federal money, that it's not being passed through. Can you expand on that a little bit? What do you know about the state of some of these? Because you're right, the state of education is largely a pass-through agency for state and federal funds. So what are the concerns right now regarding the federal funds?
Well, federal funds require grant applications, monitoring, data reporting. And a lot of the people in the building, in the State Department of Education, do those tasks. The superintendent has had a hiring freeze since he came into office. He also fired a lot of people, including the woman who organized the Teacher of the Year reception that he showed up 45 minutes late and unprepared for. He's fired his comm staff. There are dozens of vacancies I've heard in the building. And I've also heard that something like 70% of our federal grants are due to expire without replacements because new grant applications are not being approved by the superintendent. Maybe that's true. Maybe that isn't true. I sure would like the superintendent to answer questions about those things because we could lose tens of millions of dollars, maybe more. I don't know. I'm not the superintendent. But there's a significant amount of federal money that goes to things like special education, transportation, and child welfare and nutrition that will expire or, be curtailed because nobody's minding the store here in Oklahoma City. Now, I could be wrong, but that's why legislatures call the heads of state agencies to come to them and issue reports. We in the legislature have the right to request information about these allegations, I guess, and we're not getting answers. All we're getting is the superintendent using a bullhorn and the email to shout about pornography. That's not responsible, and that's potentially very dangerous.
But you know, one of the things that, like we did, like, so he has this list. You and I both did the same thing. I'm sure other lawmakers and other people went to the list to look at it. And it's not what people think. It's about, you know, I think one was about a girl who missed her mom on a trip. And so her other mom had to find adventures to keep her occupied. I mean, these are not dangerous or anything. No. But too few people will do that. And that's a frustration of me. So isn't there maybe a bigger problem that these distractions sometimes work, that people aren't going to take that step and look for themselves?
While while Superintendent Walters was one of the lowest vote getters on the statewide ballot, he was elected by a healthy margin by people who obviously thought there was something compelling in his message. What's dangerous about that is that we need to hold our elected officials accountable and make sure they do their actual job. And as I put it to the superintendent the first time he appeared before the committee, I asked him if he was ready to stop campaigning and start governing. Clearly, he's still campaigning. He's not running the day-to-day affairs of the State Department, I'm told. And there's a lot that's about to fall apart because there's nobody at the helm. So, Mr. Superintendent, when are you going to start doing your job?
And so we do agree that this porn thing is a distraction. And it comes from national talking points. It's these ways issues. So the federal money is a real issue that we should be aware of now, of what is the status of it. So what are the other things at stake right now? You know, what are the biggest problems? And I can name a few, but what are the solutions on the table at the moment that people ought to be watching? What are the measures people listening to this ought to be aware of?
Okay. Well, we need to pay attention to some boring routine issues like, is the State Department of Education fully staffed? Is it submitting in budgets, grant applications, and data to the legislature and school districts like it's supposed to? If it's not doing those things, pretty soon problems are going to accumulate at the district level. And that's going to mean that kids in your community are going to be suffering because there's not federal money available, because districts are not receiving necessary support. While we're fussing about the culture war issues, there's very real practical questions about paying the bills that we're overlooking. And I think voters need to pay attention to that, particularly voters who have kids in the public school system.
So this is the deadline week. What are some things by the end of the week that will be resolved or ought to be resolved? And I think maybe I lost Representative Waldron. So I appreciate the representative for coming in and taking time to talk to me. And for those who are watching and listening, please pay attention, contact your lawmakers, read the Tulsa World, because it really is a good op-ed and things to be aware of. So thank you very much. And we will meet next week.